Hey friends, it's June 16th. Welcome to Pray Today. I want to take you today to Galatians chapter 6, verse 2, and talk about this for just a minute. Carry each other's burdens, and in this way you will fulfill the law of Christ. So we are called to carry each other's burdens. Think about this. If you're heading up the mountain and you've got 50 pounds worth of gear and you have your friend with you and you've told your friend, I'll bring the tent and I'll bring this and I'll bring that, and you're walking up the mountain and you're carrying all the gear while your friend carries little to nothing, that's going to wear you out. And the friend is not doing their part in helping you. So I want you to think about this in terms of really carrying stuff. When someone else has a burden, when that could be something that they're hurting for, something that's been done to them, something that's just weighing them down. It could be a sickness. It could be mental health issues. We are to carry each other's burdens. Now understand this, when you choose as a follower of Jesus to truly carry someone else's burdens, it's not comfortable. There's a couple words that we use in our society so often, and they're often used interchangeably, but I really don't think they're the same thing. We talk about having sympathy for others, and we're certainly supposed to have sympathy for people. But then there's this word empathy. And kind of if I could give my definition of the difference between sympathy and empathy, I believe this verse is calling us to have empathy. So in my mind, sympathy could be easily thought of as feeling for someone or feeling bad for someone. And empathy, I would say the difference is that is feeling with someone. Do you see the difference there between feeling for someone, feeling bad for somebody, and feeling bad with somebody? To carry someone else's burdens, there is a closeness that needs to happen. And when we're empathetic towards other people and help them carry their burdens, it's not going to be comfortable. It's not comfortable to show sympathy for somebody, but it's way more comfortable than showing empathy. So let's talk about this as we pray today. Talk to God about how we desire to carry each other's burdens, because that's how we fulfill what you desire. Let's pray. Lord, as we walk through today, I ask that you would help us to take baggage from others and help to carry that load. May you make us more and more empathetic, that we can feel with, we can hurt with people who are hurting. Of course, Lord, we know we have to set boundaries, and we know that there are some things that we can't handle emotionally or that it's not healthy to. But Lord, I believe that you give us the wisdom that when we seek you, we'll know what is healthy and what is not. You call us in your word and here in Galatians to carry each other's burdens. Lord, if we need our burdens carried and that shared because we're struggling so much, Lord, may we have the strength today to ask someone to step in and help us carry our burdens. And Lord, if we're doing well and if we're not in a place where we're so weighed down with burdens, would you help us and remind us to help carry others' burdens? You have called us, as we talk so often, Lord, to not do the Christian life alone. And Lord, we want to praise and celebrate with people their victories, but we also want to empathize and hurt with those who hurt. And that's what you call us to do, and that's how we fulfill your desires for us. So give us empathetic hearts, Lord, that we would carry on your work in feeling with others and helping their load become a little bit lighter because we come alongside of them and take some of that weight off of them. Thank you for that wonderful gift, Lord. when we do it for others and when they do it for us. In Jesus' name, amen.